I have a quote from the movie White Christmas. If you're worried and you can't sleep, count your blessings instead of sheep. Then you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. It's one of our favorite family movies. My dad used to watch it all the time. And then my nieces, we all love White Christmas. But the funny thing is, it's not a Christmas movie. I mean, it takes place during Christmas, but there's no manger, no shepherds, no wise men. It's filled, though, with warmth and friendship and reminders of gratitude. And then there's the line when Bing Crosby sings to Rosemary Clooney, if you're worried and you can't sleep, count your blessings instead of sheep. It's a simple song, but it holds deep truth. We've all had nights like that when worry keeps us awake and our minds run through lists of what's wrong or what could go wrong or what we don't have done yet. The world can feel heavy, but that lyric gently invites us to turn our thoughts toward thankfulness. Paul says in Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Notice that phrase, with thanksgiving. Paul doesn't just say, pray about it. He says, pray with gratitude. When we thank God, even in the middle of uncertainty, something shifts inside of us. Gratitude reminds us of what's already true, that God has been faithful before and he'll be faithful again. Each blessing we name becomes evidence of his care, a loving family, a warm home, a meal on the table, a friend, the quiet beauty of a winter morning, your health. When we start counting blessings instead of problems, anxiety begins to lose its grip. And as Paul promises, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That peace doesn't come from everything being perfect. Thank goodness. It comes from remembering who holds our lives in his hands. So maybe tonight, when the worries start whispering and sleep feels far away, take Bing Crosby's advice and Paul's. Don't count your troubles, count your blessings. Whisper them to God, thank him for each one, and you just might find his peace settling over you like a warm blanket on a winter night, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. Merry Christmas. I don't know about you, but I might need to take some more notes from that last section. So much wisdom wrapped up in a neat little package for us.